Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, happy Sunday, everyone, and thank you so much for joining this conversation. Today's topic will be, how are you grading yourself? As you can recall, on Sundays we deal with lifestyle conversations. And today we want to bring it close to home and just spend some time thinking about how we are treating ourselves and all of that. So I want you to tweet, text, and call everyone that you know and tell them to tune into the show, because I am sure that everyone who does will get a bit of nugget. So the number to call in is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. The chat room is up and running, and we are just ready to rock and roll.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I wanna be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Well, I in 2 days, on the 18th, will be my son Javonte's birthday, so I just want to send a early birthday wishes to my son Javonte Vaughn Oliver Hudson. Happy birthday to you, my darling, and I wish you many more, and may they get better and better each and every year. Just love yourself and be kind to yourself. Again, I want to remind you also that this month is our anniversary month. We are 6 years old here on Blog Talk Radio. So we are going to be celebrating for the entire month. And I am planning on bringing some of the past guests back on so we can talk to them and all of that. So stay tuned. And I'm hoping that you too will call in. Our birthday starts on the 29th of March. So I'm excited about that. Again, I want to invite you to join me on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, facebook.com/DynamicDaphne, LinkedIn, Daphne Clark Hudson. On our websites, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com and DaphneClarkHudson.com. Sign up there for our newsletter. Check our blog out. And just, we have some neat gifts that we are doing. We are rearranging some things, and we're going to have some intriguing packages of free giveaways for you. So stay tuned. Get on the mailing list there, and once you do that, you know you are in, and you'll be getting your free gift. So I am excited about some of the changes that we are doing here on both on Daphne Clark Hudson Worldwide and also on Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers.com. Well, today's conversation, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, we will be talking about how are you grading yourself? How are we grading ourselves, you and I? Change comes in multiple dimensions. Can we decide to take action when it is needed? And that's a question that each and every one of us needs to ask ourselves. I enjoy standing in front of a mirror and have a conversation with the woman looking back at me. And I know one of the struggling things that people go through is making decisions and taking action. A-C-T-I-O-N. And I break action down for you. I am not giving you the definition of action, because you can look that up in the dictionary. However, I want to use each letter in the word action and tell you how I make the decision to use that letter, and you may see it fit to substitute each word as it applies to your life. By all means, go ahead and do that. So, action. The first word, the first letter in action is the letter A. And for today's conversation, I choose to use the word attitude. Attitude. Now, I remember years gone by, people always say, oh, you have an attitude. And people tend to look on the word attitude as having one meaning. And they would normally look on it as having a negative meaning. However, an attitude can be positive or negative. It depends on the behavior it is portraying. So, the first letter A, I choose the word attitude. And when you look on grading yourself, there are different subjects I am going to be talking about in this episode. Each and every one of us, we are either consciously or unconsciously grading ourselves. Voluntarily or involuntary. However, I want you to be bold in stepping up and saying, yes, I now understand that I am grading myself. Not all of us are giving ourselves passing grades. And there are different reasons why people are giving themselves failing grades. They accept the failing grades, and then they live with guilt and shame out of that grading that they decide that, hey, this is what I'm going to take because this is what I deserve. So our attitude plays a big role in that. You need to develop an attitude not to settle for anything that is mediocre. There are times when society grades you and label you, and you end up buying into that and claim that for you. So watch your attitude. The next letter is the letter C. And I chose three words here, and I'm sure you'll have another one that goes here for yourself. These are just examples I'm giving you. However, I would like for you to be creative in selecting and choosing the words that applies to you and who you are. The three words I chose for C are commitment, consultation, and consciousness. Commitment. After you examine your attitude and you check that out, you realize what needs to be adjusted or modified, you need to make the commitment to stay true to that. You might find out that in your life you need to consult with somebody else to guide you on that track. You need to do that. It might be a mentor, a coach, a confidant, a good friend.